Then all Israel gathered themselves to David to Hebron, saying, Behold, we are your bone and your flesh. In times past, even when Saul was king, it was you who led out and brought in Israel. Yahuwah your Elohim said to you, You shall be shepherd of my people Israel, and you shall be prince over my people Israel. So all the elders of Israel came to the king to Hebron, and David made a covenant with them in Hebron before Yahuwah. They anointed David king over Israel according to Yahuwah's word by Samuel. David and all Israel went to Jerusalem, also called Jebus, and the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, were there. The inhabitants of Jebus said to David, You will not come in here. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, the same is David's city. David had said, Whoever strikes the Jebusites first shall be chief and captain. Joab the son of Zeruiah went up first and was made chief. David lived in the stronghold, therefore they called it David's city. He built the city all around, from Melo even around, and Joab repaired the rest of the city. David grew greater and greater, for Yahuwah of hosts was with him. Now these are the chief of the mighty men whom David had, who showed themselves strong with him in his kingdom, together with all Israel, to make him king according to Yahuwah's word concerning Israel. This is the number of the mighty men whom David had. Joshobeam, the son of a Hashmonite, the chief of the 30. He lifted up his spear against 300 and killed them at one time. After him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, who was one of the three mighty men. He was with David at Pasdamim, and there the Philistines were gathered together to battle, where there was a plot of ground full of barley, and the people fled from before the Philistines. They stood in the middle of the plot, defended it, and killed the Philistines, and Yahuwah saved them by a great victory. 3 of the 30 chief men went down to the rock to David, into the cave of Adullam, and the army of the Philistines were encamped in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was in Bethlehem at that time. David longed, and said, Oh, that someone would give me water to drink from the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. The 3 broke through the army of the Philistines, and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, took it, and brought it to David. But David would not drink any of it, but poured it out to Yahuwah, and said, My Elohim forbid me that I should do this. Shall I drink the blood of these men who have put their lives in jeopardy? For they risked their lives to bring it. Therefore he would not drink it. The 3 mighty men did these things. Abishai, the brother of Joab, was chief of the 3, for he lifted up his spear against 300 and killed them, and had a name among the 3. Of the 3, he was more honorable than the 2, and was made their captain. However, he wasn't included in the 3. Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done mighty deeds, killed the 2 sons of Ariel of Moab. He also went down and killed a lion in the middle of a pit on a snowy day. He killed an Egyptian, a man of great stature, 5 cubits high. In the Egyptian's hand was a spear like a weaver's beam. And he went down to him with a staff, plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and killed him with his own spear. Benaiah the son of Jehoiada did these things, and had a name among the 3 mighty men. Behold, he was more honorable than the 30, but he didn't attain to the 3. And David set him over his guard. The mighty men of the armies also include Asahel the brother of Joab, Elhanan the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shamoth the Hororite, Helez the Pelonite, Ira the son of Ikesh the Tekoite, Abiezer the Anathothite, Sibbekai the Hushathite, Eli the Ahohite, Maharai the Netophathite, Heled the son of Beina the Netophathite, Ithai the son of Rebai of Gibeah of the children of Benjamin, Benaiah the Pirathonite, Harai of the brooks of Gosh, Abiel the Arbathite, Azmaveth the Baharumite, Eliaba the Shalbonite, the sons of Hashem the Gizanite, Jonathan, the son of Shegei, the Hararite, Ahiam, the son of Sakar, the Hararite, Eliphel, the son of Ur, Hefer, the Mekarathite, Ahiah, the Pelonite, Hezro, the Carmelite, Narai, the son of Ezbai, Joel, the brother of Nathan, Mibar, the son of Hagri, Zelek, the Ammonite, Naharai, the Barathite, the armor-bearer of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, Ira, the Ithrite, Garab the Ithrite, Uriah the Hittite, Zabad the son of Ahlai, Adina the son of Shiza the Reubenite, a chief of the Reubenites, and 30 with him, Hanan the son of Makkah, Joshaphat the Mithniite, Uziah the Ashterathite, Shammah and Jael the sons of Hotham the Aroerite, Jediel the son of Shimri, and Joah his brother, the Tizite, Eliel the Mahavite, and Jerubai, and Joshaviah the sons of Elanom, and Ithmah the Moabite, Eliel, Obed, and Jasiel, the Mezabite.